This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, we have our next studio guest with us. We've got in the studio Angela.
And they're more winners. It's all about people who have won stuff.
We've got winners all over the place, haven't we, David? Yes.
The arts. There's stuff happening in the arts.
Now, who's the arts wasn't competitive, eh? Now, we've got Angela Savage, who's here to talk about the Literary Travel Fund. Angela's the director of the Writers Victoria. Welcome to the show, Angela.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Great. And before we talk about the two recipients, or, you know, also here, Emma and Michael. Maybe we'll listen a little bit about your background, Angela. What got you to where you are now, and I suppose your interest in the arts?
So I had a 12-year career in international development, at the end of which, after living in Southeast Asia for about 7 years, I moved back to Australia, only to find zero interest in listening to all my wonderful travel stories. So I think part of my motivation to write was just to find an outlet for that experience. And in fact, I did end up, I won the Victorian Premier's Literary Award as an unpublished manuscript for my first novel, which became Behind the Night Bazaar.
Oh, excellent.
And I published three books, detective novels set in Thailand.
Okay.
And my fourth novel, which is not a detective novel, but is also partly set in Thailand, is coming out in August with Transatlant.
Right. How do you find the writing? Is it tedious for you, or do you just love
it? No, I do love it. It feels like a privilege. It's not always easy, and sometimes it's like drawing blood from stone, but it's as I say, it's a privilege.
Have you had a serious writer's block at any stage?
I don't believe in writer's block.
Don't you?
No.
Okay, because so many people... Oh, Emma's questioning that already.
No, I think you just got to walk it out, or... you know, think about just spend time in your mind. I think if you're trying to force it, then maybe it's not going to work. But I think just to give yourself some time out.
Okay. So tell us, what's Writers Victoria?
So Writers Victoria is the peak body for writers in the state.
Yep.
We're a member-based organisation. We have over 3,000 members, and we support.
How do you find people? How do you get them to be members?
So
what's the criteria?
Well, it's kind of, I guess it's like any organisation. Like, we rely on word of mouth, so the people who are members to talk us up when they love what we do for them. And we do a lot. We basically support writers of all genres at all stages of their career across the whole state. And we provide professional development opportunities. We provide networking. We do fun stuff. We do publications. We celebrate our members' successes. We do travel a bit ourselves with our own work. So we do a lot of stuff in regional Victoria. We've got a specialist program supporting writers with disability, and through those mechanisms we promote membership as something that we consider valuable both to individual writers and to us as an organisation.
Why is it important to have this prize for travel for writers?
Because writers are not wealthy people, generally speaking, people in the arts usually aren't. There are very, very few writers these days who can actually sustain their careers on writing. So I think that just from a financial perspective, having something like the Neilma Sydney Literary Travel Fund is such a boon. And secondly, because I'm probably living proof of how deeply inspiring travel can be of a creative practice. Now, the fund supports travel related to writing, so the field work that you might need to write your project, but it also supports professional development and networking opportunities. So it's extended to anyone in the literary arts, not just writers. And in fact, we've supported playwrights, publishers, booksellers, poets, translators and illustrators so far through the fund. And people have elected to do everything from research and residencies to book tours, development of new works, book fairs, conferences and courses.
Right.
The fund extends to all of that.
Now, tell us about Emma and Michael. What have they won and why?
So they won. Michael was a recipient of... We've had three rounds and round four is currently open for applicants. So Michael was one of our inaugural round winners, And he got quite a good amount of money from memory.
So you're taking us with you?
I've been and come back.
He has been and come back, indeed. He was awarded for a professional development conference on children's bookselling in New Orleans and a writing residency in Pennsylvania, which you can probably tell us about.
My day job is bookselling, and then I write in my spare time. And so when the travel fund came up and it said that it was open to writers and booksellers and anyone involved in the books community, basically, I thought, well, I'm going to see what I can do to, you know, nurture both of my hats. And so I attended a children's bookselling conference in New Orleans, which is the largest children's focused bookselling conference in the world, basically. It's part of the American Booksellers Association. They run it. And then I was like, well, if I'm going for that, I may as well find a writer's course that's over there at the same time and tack that on to this grant application. And so then I found Highlights Foundation, which is an incredible organization that is dedicated to children's writers and illustrators, and they run courses throughout the year. It's a charity operated private sort of community that's just run us on a farm that's linked to the Highlights magazine that has been running for years in the States. And that was, I'd never heard of it before then, and now I am desperate to get back and do more because it was just fantastic.
And Michael, what did this allowance mean to you, and what did you, seeing that you've actually done it, what did you get out of it, and how much do you want to thank them?
Oh, I've been thanking them constantly since, because it would not have happened without the grant. I got $6,000, which basically covered flights, conference fee, the fee for the writer's course and accommodation. So basically I got the whole time. I did have a 2-week holiday in between, which I paid for myself. Yep. So I had 2 weeks in New York, which was a nice
one. Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me. But I covered all of that myself. So everything outside of that and actually getting there was covered by the grant.
Right.
And it wouldn't have happened without that.
Which is supported by the Meyer Foundation, we should mention, just in case we haven't already.
Right.
So Sydney Neilma, Neilma Sydney, rather, is the pen name of Neilma Gatner, who was the second daughter of Sydney Meyer.
Oh, okay. Right.
And so it's a brilliant opportunity.
Right.
And Emma
was
a recipient of round two. So Emma was awarded for a publicity tour in the UK to promote her book And Fire Came Down, which is the second novel in her crime series. And she was also attended the Edinburgh International Book Festival.
Yeah, so this all started for me. I knew about the Neilma Sydney travel grant, but I didn't think there was much point me applying for it because I didn't have anything specific to do in the UK at that stage. But then one morning I woke up to an email from my publisher saying I'd been invited to talk at the Edinburgh International Book Festival, and I went, fantastic, well, I can't go to that. And then I remembered that Writers Victoria had this travel fund. My publishers in the UK are fantastic, but they're not a huge publisher.
Yeah.
So they couldn't even begin to afford to, you know, fly me over there, let alone put me up for a few weeks.
Yep.
The Edinburgh Festival puts you up for a couple of nights, but you're not going to fly to the UK for,
of course,
for 2 nights. I mean, you might, but when I applied, it changed the whole scenario. My publishers then got together a whole tour of events, really. I launched my second novel, And Fire Came Down, at the festival, which was above and beyond anything I expected. Got to meet the most amazing people. I mean, there's boots on the ground talking to bookshop owners,
yep,
which you can't really replicate via social media or emails.
Yep.
Just talking to booksellers and talking to readers,
yeah, and
makes a lot
that
of difference.
Network that you get when you're face to face.
Absolutely, yeah. Yes. And the really unexpected part of it was actually also talking to other authors at the Edinburgh Festival, because Australia it's such a small drop in such a big ocean, and most people, they know we exist, But the amount of people I've met who've said, I've never read a book by an Australian author before, which is quite shattering, really. you then meet these incredibly collegiate, helpful people, and at the end of it all, end up singing on stage with Val McDermott singing Sympathy for the Devil. So, you know, it was worth it for that alone, really.
Wow. That sounds great.
That's quite an image,
that's another story for another time.
Down the pub.
And how have the sales been of this book since you went on that trip?
I have no idea. In publishing, it works very slowly. So I get a once a year royalty statement from those publishers. So that's not here yet.
No.
Just lie and say they've been amazing.
And are you writing a third book as we speak?
Yes, I am. It's going to be a quartet of novels.
Oh, okay.
Caleb Zelick quartet. So they're a series of crime novels, literary crime novels, for want of a better phrase, featuring a profoundly deaf detective. I'm working on the third one, Darkness for Light, which will be out later this year.
Right. And you looked horrified a little while ago about the writer's block. Do you get it?
I'm a foot in both camps with this one. No, I work through it. But what I produce in those times when things aren't really happening is we're on radio, so let's just say it's bad and ends up getting deleted. But maybe you need to go through those periods where you're just going through the motions of putting the words down. Yep. So I never not write because of writer's block, but certainly there are periods of time when there's no juice going through it.
Okay, Michael, so what's on the cards for you? Now, you came in here, what, about a year ago, was it?
Maybe 6 months ago.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Time flies.
I came in 6 months ago to talk about my anthology, Kindred, 12 Queer YA short stories that is coming out in June.
Now, this has taken a long time because I thought we would have seen you because, we said let's get you back when it's released. Yep. Why has it taken so long?
Oh, well, the whole process takes a long time. That's
it really is
for
a
you.
Lot slower.
And it's an anthology, so you've got to wrangle all those writers.
Yeah. I first pitched this to publishers in May of 2017 and then I curated contacting the authors and getting them to write the stories. And then from signing contracts, which was probably in January of last year, now that's the whole 18-month period to it coming out in June.
And it's you're big on social media because it's youth as well, isn't it?
I'm trying to be. I don't know if I'm successful or not.
Well, no, because you mentioned that last time, that you work very hard because it's youth.
Yes.
Youth stories that you're talking
about.
Yeah,
I mean, the Love Oz YA community, which is basically people who are interested in Australian-written young adult fiction, are very supportive and inclusive. And so basically it's just hashtag Love Oz YA and it opens a whole new world to you, and people share books that way really well and recommend. But they're also supportive and wonderful. That's the sort of central community that this collection has been born from. Because it originally started in 2016, the Love Oz YA hashtag, and from that created a community-based committee that was there to promote Australian published authors. And then I was the chair of that committee for a short time, about a year or so. And so that was when I was big involved in the social media side of things.
Okay.
My own personal social media is just by the wayside.
So you're going to come back?
I'd love to come back.
When it's all happening. And Emma, you're going to come back as well when you put your next
one out. Absolutely, love to.
Yep. Because that's what we're here for. We're here for the art. So how can people join if you're
so
a writer?
I'm so pleased you asked, David. our website is www.writersvictoria.org.au. That's where you can subscribe or join as a member. It's where you'll find all the information about the Neilma Sydney Literary Travel Fund. Round 4 applications are open until Friday, this week. You'll find all of the instructions on how to apply, hot tips, FAQs, everything's up there on the website.
Yep.
And including a list of previous recipients. And we will have another round before the end of this year as well. So even if you think Friday might be a bit too soon to get your application in, do go and have a look, because there will be further opportunities. And that's a really... It's a wonderful opportunity that the Meyer Foundation have made available to Australian, and it's Australian-wide, I should say, Australian writers.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, a great thing to, that you're doing. Yeah, that's wonderful. Okay, thank you so much for coming
in,
all three of you today. And Michael, we'll see you soon, and Emma, we'll see you, and we'll see you as well.
Good.
So, okay, thanks so much.
Yeah, you're here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.